This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. The Wooden Boat Festival just happened. It was a roaring success, according to Barb Traylor, the director of the Wooden Boat Festival.
I'm talking with Barb Traylor, the director of the Wooden Boat Festival. This year, second live one in 2 years. You canceled the one the year before. You had a virtual one before that. Was it more successful than last year?
It was more successful than last year, and we had fantastic weather. So it was an epic weekend, just fantastic in all ways. Couldn't have been better.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners about?
No, but if you didn't come, you missed out on an amazing weekend because it was amazing. It was just everything we could have hoped for.
Thanks, Barb.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All the things that were put out for the Wooden Boat Festival are going to be cleaned up, picked up, and taken away by Tuesday afternoon, because Wednesday morning, the work on the South Jetty will commence, and they will be working on the South Jetty at Point Hudson until March of next year. Meanwhile, every single boat will be out of that marina by tonight. This story contains descriptions that might be disturbing to some of our listeners. These events were reported yesterday on the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department Facebook page. Around 12 a.m. yesterday, September 11th, law enforcement was on scene near Jacob Miller Road and Highway 20 in Port Townsend with a report of a stabbing that occurred the evening of September 10th. A male suspect was reported to have stabbed a female victim several times in the neck. A canine track was started for the suspect, who was reported to be an Hispanic male, 5'8" tall, weighing 200 pounds, wearing a white t-shirt and cargo pants. His direction of travel was reported to be toward the Mill Road camp. The victim was reportedly conscious and was transported by air to Harborview for treatment. Later yesterday morning, deputies from Jefferson County and Port Townsend police officers responded to a possible sighting of the 42-year-old male who had been identified as the suspect from the stabbing that had occurred the evening before. Witnesses reported seeing the suspect on the 8600 block of State Route 20 near Seaton Road. Deputies and officers arrived in the area and observed the suspect flee into the thick brush along the highway. Once the suspect was out of the brush, he refused to comply with commands from deputies and was armed with a knife. Due to the subject being wanted on probable cause for assault in the first degree and holding a knife in his hand, deputies used 40-millimeter less lethal foam rounds, attempting to get the suspect to drop the knife from his hands. Those attempts were unsuccessful, and the suspect began to stab himself in the neck and throat area in an apparent suicide attempt. Tasers were then successfully used to stop the suspect from inflicting any further injuries to himself. Deputies and officers were then able to approach the suspect, remove the weapons from his possession, and begin providing medical attention until East Jefferson Fire and Rescue personnel arrived. The suspect was transported by air to a trauma center for his injuries. This case is being investigated by the Washington State Patrol. The new Route 20 roundabout construction begins today. Expect slowdowns for the next 2 months until the first week of November. The project will take the existing intersection on State Route 20 at Kearney Street in Port Townsend and convert it into a single-lane roundabout. The roundabout will be built in two phases. During both phases, traffic heading towards Port Townsend will detour around the project onto Benedict Street between the Garden Center and the Safeway gas station and turn left onto Washington Street, then turn right to return to State Route 20 East Sims Way. In Phase 1, traffic heading away from Port Townsend will turn right onto Kearney Street and left onto Jefferson Street immediately, and then continue onto State Route 20. In Phase 2, traffic will simply keep left on State Route 20 to use the southern side of the intersection with Kearney Street as the northern side of the roundabout is constructed. This is from CNN and other sources. The FDA has signed off on updated COVID-19 vaccines that target circulating variants in the U.S. Last week, Dr. Allison Berry, in her remarks to the Jefferson BOCC, emphasized that those who are 65 or older or with immunodeficiency should get the booster as soon as it is available, and others should wait a couple of weeks and get the shot in October. She also said that if you qualify for it, that the RSV vaccine and the flu shot are both a good idea. All three, she said, can be given at the same time. If you're like this reporter, that might require a day off for a long nap. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.